Well, hey there, sweet thing. Getting home a little late, aren't we? Who, me? I couldn't sleep, so I decided to just hang out in the living room. But look at you. You're dressed all fancy pants. How was the party? Just fine. Well, all right. I take it you're gonna head to bed then. Aw, but come on. Don't you want to stay up and play with me? I've had a really rough day. I could use some company. Besides, you got all dressed up like that. Don't you want to show it off a little more? What's wrong with me? Absolutely nothing, Cupcake. What's wrong with you? Act so what? So interested? Oh, please. Don't play dumb. You know I've always been interested in you. Even if I'm not the nicest guy around, I find you fascinating. You're different than our other roommates. In fact, you're different than everyone. And that's what I like about you. You draw me in like a moth to a flame. I can't help myself. I want to. Oh. Hey, easy. I wasn't gonna do nothing. You didn't have to push me. Acting strange. Am I? I suppose it could be the fact that it's a new moon tonight. That might explain my odd behavior. At least to you. What does that have to do with it? Oh, Cupcake, don't you know? It has everything to do with everything. But just ignore me. You're nothing but a pathetic human you wouldn't understand. But I can feel it in the air. Something is stirring. I am not crazy. Maybe I've just had a little bit to drink. Look, forget I said anything. You should head to bed anyway. I wouldn't want to lose control and do something to you that I might regret. Company? Just ignore what I said. Besides, it's not like you'd want to hang out with me anyway. We don't like each other, remember? So just go to your room. What is it? Now you're worried about me? Oh, good heavens. Your personality sometimes. I can never tell if you're angry or happy. Or if you're even just annoyed with me. You always flip on a dime, don't you? Well, I could tell you were irritated when you first walked in. Looking at your face, it was obvious. You didn't want to deal with me. But now, for some reason, your expression changed, and you're showing a slight bit of concern. How cute. I mean, just look at those blushing cheeks. They're good enough to eat. Hey, easy. I didn't pinch you that hard. Yeah, I'll keep my hands to myself. So go to your room already. I mean, unless you want to stick around so I can see what's under that lovely outfit you've got on. Quite an insult. I'm nothing but a pig, am I? Oh, I love it when you talk dirty to me. Hey, hey, easy. No need to bite my head off. All right, I'm sorry. I'll reel it in. You're just so tempting for some reason tonight. But you're right. Typically, I'm hard and cold towards you, not nearly this playful. This is very out of character for me, isn't it? Well, don't you worry your pretty little head about it. I'll be right as rain by morning. Back to my grumpy old self. Then you can yell at me about not doing the dishes or whatever. All right, then. Have a good night, Cupcake. I'll call you whatever I want. Besides, I think you're sweet. You always smell like sugar. See you in the morning. Actually, on second thought... Gotcha. I'm feeling a little hungry. And you're the only one around right now. How did I do what? Move over to you so fast. Call it reflexes. Don't move. I told you, I'm hungry. Hey! Will you stop struggling? You're just gonna make this harder on yourself. Careful! You're gonna break something! Damn it! I knew that would happen. You're so clumsy. Blood. You cut your hand. Damn it. Get away from me. I can't. I take back everything I said. No, I'm not squeamish. And blood does not freak me out. It's just that you... my eyes? Oh shit. They must have changed. Damn it all. This is all your fault. And I was doing so good. I never wanted you to see me like this. Back off, human. I told you I... Damn it. My ears came out, didn't they? This is just great. So much for hiding it from you. Oh, shit. I dropped my smoke. What's the matter? Why do you look so shocked? Oh, this? This is just my demon form. You don't understand. I told you you wouldn't. You're nothing but a weak human after all, Cupcake. All right, calm down, I'll explain. You see, I'm what you humans would call a half-demon. Born of a human mother and a demon father. I exist in this realm somewhere in between. Can't be real. Oh, of course it's real. Why the hell would I lie to you about something like this? Besides, you can see it for yourself, can't you? My hair has changed, and so have my eyes. And look, even my hands have claws. See how sharp my nails have become? All because tonight is a new moon, mixed with human blood. If only you had been more careful. This wouldn't have happened. I knew you'd be the one to bring out the worst in me. Why the hell do you think I always stay away from you? Because of your smell. I already told you. It's irresistible to me. You're like my own personal drug. Anytime I'm around you, I can barely contain it. Of course that's why I pick on you. To keep you at arm's length. I didn't want to risk exposing myself to a human. Especially not you. So I lied. No, I'm all right. Everything I've done and said to you has just been to push you away. But no matter how hard I try, you always come around me. We even somehow managed to be in 3 of the same classes and in the same dorm room. I mean, what the hell are the chances of that? Out of this whole campus, there's what? At least 6,000 students that go here. This campus is huge. And the fact that we ended up together. After all this time of trying to avoid you. I told you to stay away from me. You can't touch me. I know it's tempting, but I don't want to kill you. These urges I'm having, it's too much. What do you mean? It can't be anything else. It's my animal instincts taking over. Did you not notice that I am a part demon? And an animal to boot. We have senses far superior to humans. Not to mention this is the one night a month when my transformation is inevitable. But the last couple of months I've managed to keep it under control. Until tonight. And now that you know the truth, I can see you're more curious than ever. Just leave me be. I'll be back to normal in the morning. I can't be around you. How many times do I have to say it? Do you want me to devour you? I won't. What the hell do you mean? You don't know that. I've never been around you in this state. Everything about you draws me in. Your hair, your eyes, the smoothness of your skin, your scent, even the way you're looking at me right now. Damn it, Cupcake. I said stay back. You don't know that I won't kill you. Trust me. Since when have you ever trusted me? If I was gonna kill you, I would have done it already. How can you say that? You don't know what it's like to restrain oneself from someone as tempting as you are. It's taking everything I have to hold back right now. You really don't want to push me. You're so close. What is this feeling? Something has changed. A part of me is lusting for you. I want to devour you, yes, but at the same time, I want more than that. I want to have you all to myself, and not share you with anyone. I want everything. Your mind, your body, your soul. Damn it. I need to stop talking like that. I'm sorry, I don't know what came over me. Surely you... Stop it. Why are you tempting fate like this? You can't possibly expect me to... to give in. Oh, the hell with it. If you're offering, you're too delicious for me to pass up. How the hell can I say no? Hey there, listener. Thank you so much for your support. If you enjoyed this video, please like and subscribe for more. Also, don't forget to leave a comment. I enjoy reading your feedback. And if you would like more exclusive content, click the link down below to join my Patreon. You'll get early access to ASMRs, poll votes, and I might even give you a nickname or two. So what are you waiting for? Come chat with me and tell me a little bit about yourself. I think it's time you and I got to know each other better. But with all of that said, don't forget to drink plenty of water and do a little bit of self-care today. I care about you, and your health is important. So do us both a favor, and be good for me. Love, Akihiko Kai.